Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show, and we're talking with Rachel McPherson from the Good Dog Foundation. And one of the things that we find, and it's part of good talk therapy, is just getting the release of saying the words. What you said earlier in the first half, Rachel, about seniors talking out their problems or their situations from Katrina and from 911, you know, it makes so much sense because it's all bottled up and it needs to have some escape, and sometimes people just can't talk to another human being, but they can talk to a dog.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's unfortunate, but sometimes our responses as human are really not what the person wants to hear. We're filled sometimes with judgment or making recommendations that someone should be taking an action. And basically all they're really wanting is comfort, love, and understanding, and someone that's really listening to them.
Yeah, it's awkward for a person to listen to the problems of another without responding and not knowing precisely how to respond. The dog doesn't do that.
Well, and I think it's our nature to try to help someone. Right. So it's to take an action to do something, especially if it's your elderly parent. You want to help them. You want to do something for them. A lot of times they just need you to be there and listen to them. And these dogs are great. And, you know, having a therapy dog visit you, or even as an elderly person, I recommend the elderly having their own companion animal at home. A lot of centers we go into, we visit the elderly, and then also the centers have a companion animal that lives there all the time, which is also a great asset.
It's a nice mixture. I first experienced a therapy animal actually up at the Prax Air Center here in the Danbury area. I can tell you as a family member of a patient, I made sure I knew when that cat was coming up the elevator. Just looking at some of the statistics that I pulled up this morning, we have everything from decreased blood pressure, increased verbalization, positive mood alterations. I mean, these are nice side effects of those visits. And looking, too, with the seniors, this is going to spark some pleasant memories.
Well, you know, one of the things about having a dog by a senior is the logistics. Getting the dog walked, getting the dog outside to be toileted. They can't always do that. And that's where caregivers can step in and enable that person to be able to stay with their pet and still keep the pet safe and exercise. I know we do that. We walk the dog.
Actually, Rachel, when I first was introduced to Comfort Keepers and Dennis, I was greeted by a nice, friendly, large black lab. So I said, okay, this is going to be a good home. and Jackie goes to work with me as well. But let's not forget, too, about the staff at the facilities that you visit.
Oh, absolutely. It makes such a difference in the staff. Daily blood pressure, their feelings, you know, they feel loved and listened to also and supported when the dogs come in. And a lot of our staff talk about how much it helps them in doing their work throughout the day. And it's also just great for people to feel really appreciated. And having therapy dogs arrive and the staff acknowledged and the dogs visit them, it's just a great experience for staff members.
And they get to watch the patient as well as the dog interact, so there's probably some continuation of how they can continue serving that patient.
That's right, and that goes back to my initial time of really beginning Good Dog, because I was going to document all this. And through my college experience, you know, I really wanted to make a documentary film. And when I started researching animal-assisted therapy across this country, I found out that it was against the law in the state of New York and Connecticut to take a dog into a medical facility. So I became really motivated and was instrumental in changing the law in the state of New York and Connecticut for dogs to go into hospitals and major medical facilities. And that's when the Good Dog Foundation was born, which was 1998.
Now, Rachel, I know one of the questions I asked with my training was, how are the dogs insured?
The Good Dog Foundation has insurance, and we cover all our volunteers with this insurance. And then the hospitals or the facilities that they go into have insurance also.
Okay, so it's a combination.
It's a combo.
Do I hear a dog in the background?
Yes, you do. It's my dog begging for treats.
Is that Fidel?
No, this is actually Yazzie. He is a 2-year-old Frenchie, and he has just become certified with the Good Dog Foundation. He actually went on my book tour with me. We went to Ohio, and he had a great time. The hotel had a bed for him and all these great treats.
So he was a star.
He was a star. He went on a few radio spots. He's used to barking in the back.
Oh, good.
Sort of on cue.
Now, if you don't have a dog, can you still be involved with Good Dog?
Absolutely. We need volunteers to help us all the time. We do major fundraisers. We're getting ready to have a fundraiser at Barney's, New York, on November 4th. And September 26th, we have a tri-state fundraiser, which is at a restaurant called Saravan, and it's in the Hudson River Valley. And we need volunteers to help us with these events and also mailings that we have in the office and all sorts of help with training. We use volunteers in the assimilation area of the training because they become patients. So there's lots of ways that we need help.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to have a dog.
Now, you have a network of dogs. Fidel and Yahtzee are not your only therapy dogs. You have dogs that your volunteers bring out on a regular basis to facilities around the tri-state area?
Yes. We visit presently in around 302 facilities, and we have over 1,000 trained therapy dogs.
Rachel, that list has quite a range of facilities in it. So you have everything from detention to schools and...
We go to all sorts of facilities, whether it's a major medical facility, a school where autistic students are, autistic centers. We visit facilities where children have been abused and removed from their home. We visit the elderly and nursing homes, assisted living areas. And then we do a lot of work with hospice in hospitals. And then we visit all the major units in major medical facilities where there's heart or stroke or AIDS or cancer.
Speaking of cancer, I think you've had some specific experience where the dogs have been involved or invited for some research. Is that right?
Yes. Good Dog Foundation was awarded funding by Pfizer Corporation to take part in a groundbreaking oncology study. And Good Dog is leading this study with Beth Israel Medical Center here in Manhattan. We've partnered with Beth Israel, and we are in the process of doing this study. We do not have any results yet, but the goal of the study is to determine if a therapy dog's presence can decrease levels of treatment, absenteeism, and reduce pain, anxiety, and psychosocial distress commonly felt by patients undergoing radiation and chemotherapy for head, neck, and colorectal cancer.
I think I can answer that without even that study, but I know it's got to work. Now, what about recruiting events for those who want to be involved?
Well, we have recruiting events, and if you go online to thegooddogfoundation.org, we post recruiting events. In New York City, we recruit at a place called Biscuit and Bath. We have monthly recruiting days, and in Connecticut, we have various events that take place in Greenwich and New Milford, and you can go on our site and get this information, or you can call the Good Dog Foundation.
Now, I have one last question for you myself. I know dog lovers out there will want to make sure that the dogs are well taken care of. How does a dog's visit progress so they're not stressed or overtaxed?
Well, we request that you only visit for 1 hour, and also in our classes, we give you skills of how to de-stress your dog, and I really am spending a lot of time researching that presently, and I'm going to create a website where I'll be talking about ways for your dog to be taken care of after all these visits.
I know Jackie slept a nice long nap after our visit, which you walk in, and the dog's excited, you're excited, the staff is excited, and the people you're visiting are excited, so it's really a wonderful experience.
Rachel, is there any level of abuse that disqualifies a dog? Can an abused or rescued dog become a therapy dog?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of dogs that people have gone to shelters, and I highly recommend people going to shelters and adopting dogs because there's so many dogs that need home. And yes, Good Dog has a lot of dogs that have been rescued from shelters that become great therapy dogs.
Rachel, as far as the range of size of dogs, what do you have to, what's the assortment that you have?
We have everything from a Mastiff to a long-haired Chihuahua to a short-haired Chihuahua to a Papillon to poodles, standard poodle. I think we actually have one Great Dane that visits.
Hopefully the Mastiff is a little bit more docile and doesn't think he's a lap dog.
Oh, I think I know which one he is. He's fairly famous, that one.
Yeah, we have a great Mastiff that visits in Manhattan. Mm. She is just beautiful. Her name is Lily.
Rachel, are you participating in putting on the dog in Greenwich in September?
Yes, we are.
What's the date of that?
You know, I don't have that in front of me, Dennis. I should.
It's in late September, I believe.
Yes.
And it's a great event. It's basically put on by Adopt-A-Dog. And
yes.
You
and,
can
you know,
go
we
there
really
and find a dog.
Yeah, we're really very close to Adopt-A-Dog and really support what they are doing. amazing.
That's where I've gotten every one of my dogs.
Yeah.
And they're great. Okay, we are going to wrap up, but contact-wise, gooddogfoundation.org is your website. Some really good stuff on there, and also a list of facilities that you visit. And I imagine that if someone wants to see what it's all about, they could contact you or one of those facilities and arrange to be there when you are.
Yes. I mean, I think the most important thing is we do pre-screen in lots of places. And once again, you should go to the gooddogfoundation.org and or call our offices and ask when we will be doing some pre-screenings, because our trainers go all over the places. They do fairs. They do some stores. They do markets.
Now, facilities can request you, right?
Facilities can request us, and we have facility agreements. So, yes, if a facility would like for us to bring dogs to their facility, they just call also the Good Dog Foundation, and we will arrange a meeting with them. And that's also a really wonderful thing about Good Dog, is that once you are certified and you become one of our team, our trainers take you on your first visit to the facility. We tell you all about the different facilities in your area that we have relationships with. We arrange your visit, and we make sure it's the right fit for you and your dog. And we are constantly in contact with all our volunteers, making sure that they're happy. And we also are making sure that the facilities are getting their needs met.
Rachel, what is the best number to reach the Good Dog Foundation?
718-788-2988.
Again, this is something that, besides Dawn beating me over the head for the last 6 months about, I think it's so worthwhile, and anything that we can do to assist someone with getting through the day.
Also, just for you to know, we do visit a lot of facilities in the Greenwich area. And also, we have a great relationship with Pet Pantry in Greenwich, and we do a lot of pre-screenings and evaluations at Pet Pantry also. So that's a local place that they could contact.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And everybody go get a copy of Every Dog Has a Gift, too.
I want to thank you very much, Rachel. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And remember, there are events involving the Good Dog Foundation. And go get yourself a dog. See everybody next week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.